From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Last night, the Sacramento City Council approved a bilateral Gaza ceasefire resolution following weeks of protests and passionate public comment at City Council meetings. In a vote of 6-1, just before midnight, the ceasefire resolution was approved and it was a packed house. It followed hours of public comment last night, and some arrests were made by Sacramento police for disobeying orders to disperse the chamber during a recess. The lone council member to vote no was Lisa Kaplan, and Councilmember Myvang was absent due to a previously scheduled family commitment. But the city's ceasefire resolution last night wasn't the first option. Nearly 2 months ago, Councilmembers Katie Valenzuela and Myvang introduced a resolution calling for a permanent ceasefire, but it was blocked by Mayor Steinberg, calling it far too one-sided and would further inflame tensions in our community. Last night's ceasefire resolution was called a principled compromise. It was crafted among the Jewish, Muslim, and Palestinian leaders here in Sacramento. Joining us is Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who is Jewish, as well as Bassem El-Kara, a Palestinian-American and executive director of the Sacramento Valley Chapter of the Council of American-Islamic Relations, also known as CARE. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
I want to lead with having a night to sleep on it, not even really a night. I mean, the council meeting went until pretty much midnight, and I'm sure it was an early morning for both of you. There wasn't an empty seat in the House last night. There were hours of public comment. There were also, as I mentioned, some arrests for not dispersing the chamber during recess. I mean, that really just captures a lot of pain, a lot of fear, a lot of anguish. The emotions were heavy and were intense at times last night. I get that the resolution passed, but given that this is so deeply personal for each of you, overall, do you view last night as a success, Mayor Steinberg?
I do. As painful and difficult as last night was, as painful and difficult as the war in Israel and Gaza is, as painful as the breakdown of longstanding friendships and interfaith relationships in our community has been, I believe last night represented some progress. To have Jewish community leaders and Muslim and Palestinian American leaders standing together in support of an imperfect resolution, but a resolution that really attempted to acknowledge the pain and the perspectives of all communities, I think it was the right thing to do. I'm pleased with the end result, and I do think that it can represent the beginning of what motivated me in the first place, and that is to create conversation and rebuild friendship and relationship that have been damaged over these last number of months.
Bassem, having some hours to reflect on this, what was the big message you got from last night's meeting?
I mean, now the whole country knows that Sacramento, the capital of California, the most powerful state in the most powerful country, has come out for a permanent ceasefire. And I think that sends a message. And when we join the hundreds of cities around the country that have come out for a ceasefire, and this just increases the pressure on the federal government to listen to the people. The polling has shown that the majority of Americans of all backgrounds want a ceasefire. And at the end of the day, this conflict is being fueled by American money and weaponry, and we're complicit in what's happening in Gaza. So I think it was huge. And it was a victory for the community. Nothing's perfect, but I think it really, the mayor worked his hardest behind the scenes to get us to the finish line, to bring the communities together. And at the end of the day, the message is Sacramento stands for a permanent ceasefire.
Sacramento has also had long interfaith relations in the city and in the community. I have been to events where both of you are standing side by side, but this time has been trying, and we've had those conversations on Insight. I mean, has there been a time in the past where having a resolution like this, having conversations like this, making compromise like this, have you ever had to embark upon this before in Sacramento?
Not exactly in this way, because as I said last night, we have always found reasons to stand with and for each other when one of us has been the victims of discrimination and prejudice. This is different because there is a war, and it and the fact that Bassem is my friend, can sit here together and talk about what we did together while disagreeing on some things here. I mean, the parts of the resolution that created discomfort and, frankly, a lot of the outbursts from young people was the acknowledgement that while all the violence has to end, that's bilateral ceasefire, the suffering of the people in Gaza needs to end, humanitarian relief is essential. The resolution also said that Hamas committed a horrific atrocity on October 7th and that a safe and secure Israel is important as an antidote to the increase in anti-Semitism. And these are the truths held by, I think, the majority of our community who believe in a two-state solution. There are a lot of young people who disagreed, and I think they're ill-informed. And yet the center, I think, held last night. And the fact that we can sit together here and acknowledge each other's pain and truth and try to lead the entire community to a better place, that's worth it. And you better believe it calls for a bilateral ceasefire. That's the right thing to do because we want to see the ending of violence and the return of the hostages. And we want to see that immediately. That's what most Americans want.
Bassem?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the last two decades I've been here in Sacramento, we work very closely with our Jewish allies, especially our progressive Jewish allies, Jewish Voice for Peace, and others who've been standing side by side with us through the thick and thin, through all the challenges we faced since 9/11, you know, during the Trump era. And so last night was a display of that, where a lot of these folks came together to push for a ceasefire. Now, what was interesting about last night is that looked at the online comments, and 56% supported a ceasefire resolution, 25.4% supported ceasefire resolution with amendments, and then 18.5% opposed it. And then in public comments yesterday, it was clear that, you know, the majority supported with amendments, and I think so, you know, and some amendments were included. And so I think, you know, everyone was heard, everyone, you know, made clear where they stand on issues. And at the end, like I said, at the end of the day, nationally, what folks are going to pay attention to is that Sacramento is on record coming for a permanent ceasefire. And the mayor did it in a way to try to bring folks together. And it wasn't easy. And it was, you know, there were challenges along the way, but folks worked hard behind the scenes. There was amazing young ladies who initiated this. And this actually was initiated after there was a city council meeting, some anti-Semitic comments were made, and then the pro-Palestinian protesters said, we're going to walk out, this is unacceptable. And then the mayor had an exchange with them, and these amazing young ladies, McKees, Haya, and Amira, got to work, read all the different ceasefire resolutions from around the country, and they created a draft. And then, you know, since then, it was like back and forth with many key leaders in the community on all sides. Folks looked at the drafts. They said they made suggestions. Look, there's so many folks. I mean, Tawfiq Marar, lucky that we had an attorney also involved. He was really instrumental in helping us get to the finish line. Others looked at it. Dr. Hibba. I mean, the list goes on of so many amazing folks in the community that really worked hard to try to get this to the finish line. At the end, Coast View, which is the Council of Sacramento Valley Islamic Organizations, which is the umbrella of the Muslim community of all the mosques and organizations, including CARE, came out to support. We saw key leaders there yesterday, and that was powerful. It was powerful to see Muslim leaders, Jewish leaders calling for a ceasefire together.
Hmm. Mayor Steinberg, I mean, when it comes to both of these communities, they're far from a monolith, obviously. For you, Mayor Steinberg, you have deep ties to the Jewish community here. You did have support among some Jewish leaders, but others did not support this resolution. How do you navigate those conversations within your own community?
Well, not easily, but the conversations are necessary. And, you know, some of my critics may say that this resolution divided the Jewish community. No, it actually exposed the divisions that already exist and within the larger community on these issues. Look, I mean, last night was a perfect microcosm of the challenge. There were some people from the Jewish Federation and others, and I'm disappointed with their position and action, frankly, that said that this resolution was not supportive enough of Israel. And then you had other Jewish community members from the left who said it was far too supportive of Israel. And of course, you had a lot of young people, mostly non-Palestinian and Muslims, frankly, who verged on the edge of anti-Semitism by denouncing Israel and its and its right to exist. And so this is the dilemma. And so when I have the opportunity to sit down with Abbas Malkara and CARE to try to craft something that I think affirms the need and right of a Jewish state, but also says clearly there needs to be new leadership in Israel. What's controversial about saying that both Netanyahu and Hamas need to go? There won't be peace with Netanyahu, and Hamas needs to go in leadership. I think that you stay with it, you fight for it, you wake up the next morning, and you hope that people will start talking to each other in a different way, even if people who are absolutely opposed for different reasons don't quite get that.
Hmm. Bassem, what do you say to people within the Palestinian community here in Sacramento who say this resolution doesn't speak or represent their views?
We respect their views, and I made it clear that I had issues with aspects of the resolution. And it was a negotiation, and in negotiations we don't get everything what we want. But it was we had to move this forward. We had to find a way to get Sacramento on the record to support a permanent ceasefire. And did it take? Was there a compromise? Yes. And there was compromise on all sides, where folks were trying to add language. All sides were trying to add language and change and edit. I mean, it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy process, but you know, we got to the finish line, and the vote was 6-1, and I think it's now clear we join these major cities around the country, and we just need to stop. You know, we have to stop this genocide. I mean, my family. I mean, every day, you know, you wake up not knowing what news you're going to hear, who was killed, and just the struggles that they're facing every day. We just got pictures a few days ago that our house part of it was destroyed. It was burnt. And then my grandfather's house, which we always dreamt, you know, his grandchildren always dreamt to make it like a museum, because it was over like 100 years old, past generation and generation, and it was destroyed. And so this, you know, just every day you just don't know what to, it's like a nightmare that never ends. And I know this is symbolic, but being the capital city, this does put pressure on our elected officials, our members of Congress in the region, that, you know, they should listen to the people of Sacramento and that they should work harder to push for a permanent ceasefire.
You know, you touched upon your family, because the last time you joined us, Bassem, was back in December. And I remember back then you shared that at least 20 of your family members had been killed. I mean, you shared a little bit of an update, but can you tell us more about what you know today?
So this is probably from a few weeks ago. The last number was 76 family members that were killed. And these are not killed. They died because of medical condition. The number would be high because we were losing a lot of our elders. And once this is said and done, we're just afraid, because there's many segments of the family we have not been able to communicate with. And so, I mean, you know, a lot of our elders that we always dreamt to go back and visit and record their stories and pass it to our children, they're no longer with us. And so it's a nightmare, and just watching, and this is why there's just so much anger out there, because a lot of these young people, they're on Instagram and they're on TikTok, and they're seeing this being recorded and shared with the world from both sides. You're seeing Israeli soldiers share the most sadistic videos, and then you see the victims and children being torn to pieces and pulling children out of rubble every single day, and losing our heroes, our professors, our doctors, our journalists, and it's very targeted. You know, it's very targeted to who's being killed. I mean, the top professors. I mean, and so it's scary. And I don't know how, you know, you try to hold out some hope, you know, that it's one day it'll get better, that this will lead to, you know, to peace and justice. But I don't know how, you know, these children will recover from this nightmare. I mean, the famine-like conditions that are happening right now, this has generational consequences. We see what happened in the subcontinent under British colonialism. The famine there and the famine in Ireland had generational consequences, and that's what we're afraid of.
Mayor Steinberg?
Well, the only thing that I can say to Bassem is I'm so terribly sorry for all of your loss and for all the people in Sacramento who have lost. And that's why calling for a permanent bilateral ceasefire is essential, that the violence needs to stop on all sides. And the dilemma here, it's not a dilemma to say that for me at all. The struggle in our community is how do we break down what I call the equivalence argument, right? No one's suffering is better or worse or lesser than anybody else's. And so to say in a resolution that over 25,000 innocent people have died in Gaza, and that's terrible and it needs to stop, and at the same time say that over 1,000 Jewish people in Israel were killed in a horrific atrocity, that's wrong too. And the division is really about people having a hard time because of fear and trauma, and sometimes just plain misinformation, not being able or willing to acknowledge the pain and the suffering of the other side. And so this effort, again, was about trying to change that in some small way and to get us to acknowledge each other.
In the last few minutes that we have, I want to get to the first sentence in the resolution because it says, nothing we say or do in Sacramento may change the course of the war for Israel, Gaza, or the West Bank. So overall, Bassem, I know that you mentioned the ceasefire is meant to put pressure on the Biden administration. But for you, Mayor Steinberg, what is the aim of this ceasefire? I mean, if that was the first sentence, knowing that, and some would argue we need to focus on city issues.
Well, first of all, we do focus on city issues. I spend virtually all of my time on economic development, the rail yards, the waterfront, youth, homelessness. That's my job. And this has been a little extra work, but that's fine. I agree that all things being equal, the city council should not be weighing in regularly on international affairs. But this is an exception because this affects so many thousands of Jewish people and Palestinian people and Muslim people in our community. And like it or not, it's been brought to our doorstep every single week. And we are not at war with each other, even though some of the voices are loud and there's a lot of anger. We are not at war with each other. And so the underlying reason for this is very simple. If we can do anything to rebuild the bonds a friendship between our interfaith communities, between Jews, Palestinians, and Muslims in Sacramento, where we have this long and rich history of standing with and for each other, then the pain is worth it. And I hope today and tomorrow and next week that conversations that have not been happening since October 7th begin anew.
Mm. Bassem, do you think those conversations will start? I mean, you know, mentioning how the mayor just said that it's been difficult the past 5 months and counting.
The conversations have been happening, and there's been disagreements, and there's been solidarity, and there's folks checking in on each other. And I think that will continue. And I think, has it strained relations? Absolutely. Yes. You know, there's folks, you know, posting about what's happening over there and other, you know, other folks getting upset about that. So leaders have, you know, have an opportunity to try to bridge the gaps. And also, look, at the end of the day, for me as a Palestinian and a Muslim, you know, I've been taught by my parents is that you stand with the truth and justice, even if it's against, you know, the Quran says yourself, your tribe, your people. And so we've always been clear that anytime any, you know, Muslim or Palestinian does something that crosses a line or attacks civilians, we've been very clear about that. And we've seen some folks in the community kind of justifying certain things. And that's deeply hurtful to our community. And I think it's going to take time to heal because there's some folks that we looked at as leaders in our community, and we feel like we've been let down.
Bassem and Mayor Steinberg, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
That is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg and Bassem El-Karo with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, discussing last night's City Council vote on a bilateral Gaza ceasefire resolution. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We'll be back in just a few minutes.